Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, hello, everyone, and happy Monday to you. Of course, this is a big holiday week for many of us here in the United States, and so we will be getting ready and preparing for the Feast of Thanksgiving and thanking, giving thanks to everything that we have. And, of course, if you're breathing right now, you have something to be thankful for. We're broadcasting live to you this magnificent Monday, November 22nd, from the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, today our lineup includes, of course, giving you information about our upcoming teleclass tomorrow. We have a great question of the week all about business loans. And, of course, we definitely want to make sure that we clue you in on our nonprofit project for the holiday season, the Bless Me Shopping Spree. And then, of course, we'll be featuring an excerpt from the book, The Power of Focus for Women. We had a great discussion call on our first discussion call this past Thursday. Individuals gave a lot of input, and I just want to encourage you that if you are not a part of the book club, you definitely need to be. As always, we always ask that you flash over and call someone that you would love to bless today. You see, as women, we need positivity in our lives. We need motivation. We need inspiration. And there are women out there that don't know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. And thanks to you, our many listeners, we are able to just really spread the word and bless the lives of a lot of women. As you know, the Successful Woman Radio Show is all about inspiring you and making things happen. And we're all about providing you with tools that you can put to use in your business right away. Go ahead and flash over and ask someone to call in on the show today, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. If you're sitting at your desk and you've got your computer up, there's nothing like doing a tweet and asking people to call the Successful Woman Radio Show and listen to it live. Or if you're a Facebook fan, make sure that you go on Facebook and share the good news that Successful Woman Radio is on right now. Again, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. Well, it's 12:02. In the afternoon here on the East Coast, still morning time on the West Coast, and I want to thank all of our West Coast listeners for calling in and listening in, whether you're by phone or listening in from the Internet. Well, I want to first start off with saying that this has been, for me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, this has been a whirlwind year. This year has really passed by very, very quickly. I've had some great things to happen in my life this year, and I've had some things that have really blown me away and have become, you know, have become major challenges and obstacles. But, of course, you know, I stood the test of time and moved past those things and still having challenges. And the one thing that I have learned for sure is that, number one, when you have large obstacles in your life and you really don't have an answer as to how to overcome that obstacle, you know what you do? You just leave it standing or parked right where it is, and you just walk around and take control of the things that you do have control over in your life. And we talked about that earlier this year. In addition to that, it's so important for you to understand the one true meaning of the word stand, S-T-A-N-D. And, of course, many of you may have heard the song, when you've done all the best that you can, then all you can do is just stand. And, of course, as women, we get so many challenges and so many things going on throughout the year, let alone our business. And so we definitely have to keep ourselves uplifted, inspired, and motivated. So we are having a wonderful topic today on the power of gratitude, and I truly hope that those of you who are listening in will be willing to share and participate in this discussion call as we talk about being thankful today, the power of gratitude. I want to talk about our upcoming teleclass. Due to an urgency, we were not able to do the actual teleclass event on last week on promoting your business during the holidays. And so, of course, we have rescheduled that teleclass. So we want you to make sure that you go to the Women About Biz website, click on the text link events in the top right menu bar, and go ahead and register for 5 ways to promote your business during the holiday season. And there are some things that you can do, even if you don't have things or services that you feel are really gift items for the holiday. This is still a good time to put it in the minds of individuals about things that they can partake of for the new year as well. So if you're thinking that you should just wait until after the holiday season is over to promote your business, then your answer is wrong. Don't forget, marketing your business should never stop for any reason at all, for any reason. Leverage the festivities of the holiday season to promote your business, and we're going to talk about how to leverage that. How to hold your own festive networking event, how to create special offers that will lead into the new year, and much more. And again, that is going to be tomorrow, Tuesday the 23rd at 12 noon. And so we hope that you will be able to listen to this wonderful teleclass as we discuss how to promote your business during the holiday season. And again, you can go to the womenaboutbiz.com website, click on events in the top red menu bar, and there you'll be able to see information about this exciting teleclass. And as always, we want to provide wonderful information to all of you. There are many businesswomen out there right now that really need a push. They really need a boost. They really need some encouragement. And if you're listening to the show today, I just want to say this. Now is not the time to give up on your business. Now is not the time to fold in the towel. It is time for you to lift yourself and pick yourself up and start coming up with some ways that you can either make a change in your business so that it can improve, or that you can adopt a whole new business, okay, and something that you feel that you can get passionate about and move forward with. The most important thing, however, is that you have to change. And I hope everybody is listening to this. And, again, I hope many of you have flashed over and called some of your friends and your associates and asked them to go ahead and dial into the show. This is the holiday week. A lot of people are getting ready to go on vacation. A lot of people are getting ready to cook the big tea, the turkey. However, this is about motivation and inspiration, and we can all use a dose of that. I want to talk to you about the question of the week and let you guys know that if you have questions that you would like addressed during the Successful Woman Radio Show, then make sure you go ahead and you email us your question. And we take all questions very seriously, and we want to be able to answer your question, because not only does it help you, but it helps other people who may have similar to the same question, okay? You can email your question to info2, that's info2, at womenaboutbiz.com. That's info2 at womenaboutbiz.com. We will get your question, and we hope to answer your question live on the air. And again, we invite you and welcome all questions that you may have. We've had many people who were just wondering, you know, how they would get a particular thing done or how they would do something, and then we were able to answer their question, and we've had many people to write in and say thank you for answering my question. And we've had many people to write in and say, I didn't ask that question, but it really answered the questions that I had. So wonderful. Today's question we have comes from Shauna, and Shauna is from Millington, Tennessee. And she says, Dear Coach Trina, I'm in the process of planning for a new business next year, and I am in my research stage. I already know that I'm going to need a business loan. Could you please talk about the best way to apply for a loan? Well, Shauna, thanks for sending in your question, and I'm sure a lot of people that are on listening to the show today are also possibly wondering the same thing. First, let me say that your first step would be to create a startup cash flow, okay? And I know that I have mentioned that before here at Successful Woman Radio, but a cash flow is very, very important. It will allow you to know exactly how much money you will need, because all lending officers will ask you for a startup cash flow projection. They want to see what your expenses are looking like or what you want to spend the money on. Now, to do that, you simply make a list of items and services you feel that you would need in order to get started. That would be your expenses. When you make a list of items, and next to each item, you place the approximate dollar value, okay? The next thing that you would do is once you come up with a list of expenses, then you can go at the top of your list and write cash in on the line, okay? Cash in. And what you would do is on the line directly following cash in, you would write owner's investment. That is, how much money are you going to be contributing to your business? Now, I will let you know that most banks do expect you to have at least 15 to 20% of the amount of the loan in cash before you come to them asking them for money, and that's something that you have to remember. Now, once you add up your total expenses, you'll need to pad that a little bit. That means add an additional 20% to the expense total to cover any unexpected items that you didn't think of or that come up at the last moment. Once you do that, you actually have your startup expenses, okay? So let me just quickly go back over that again. We were talking about preparing yourself to figure out how much money you're going to need to start up your business, and I said that on a sheet of paper, you need to write the word expenses, and then you would create line items, each item of something that you would need to pay money for. Those make up your expenses, okay? Then above the expenses, you would have a line that says cash in, okay? C-A-S-H space I-N. And then under cash in, you will have two line items. The first line would be owner's investment. That's how much money that you would be putting in. On the second line would be loan, L-O-A-N, and the loan amount that you would need to get your business started with, okay? So that's very, very important. Always remember, Shauna, as well, that when you are totaling your startup expenses, you're going to add an additional 20% to that simply to cover unexpected items that you didn't think of, okay? As for loans, here are the requirements needed for startup loans. And for those of you that are listening that are not starting a business but you already have a business and you've been thinking about a business loan, I do want to let you know that this information still applies to you. Now, let me say that business loans are somewhat difficult to obtain right now. A lot of it has to do with the economy, the mortgage industry, and so many other things going on. And so I do not want you to get discouraged when you hear the qualifications to qualify for a loan. I want you to get real. I want you to be realistic and understand what has to happen, okay? So here it goes. Number one, you need to have a credit score of at least 680 to 700. That's right, a credit score of at least 680 to 700. Number two, you must have at least 15 to 20% in cash of the loan amount you'll be asking for, okay? So if you're asking for a loan for $10,000, for example, you'll need to have 15% of that available to you. And, of course, that amount, 15% of 10,000 would be they would like to see 1,500 in cash in the bank. They also want to see the money seasoned. And what seasoned means is that they don't want to just see some money pop into your account all of a sudden. They want to see that you have had gradual deposits leading up to that 1,500 or whatever that percentage is. Of course, if you were asking for $100,000 in a loan, they would want to see at least $15,000 in the bank. Number three, okay, it would be best for you to first try for a line of credit using your home or other assets as collateral. That's right. Sometimes you have to step out there and you have to make the first effort in putting up collateral and figuring out how you're going to come up with money to run your business. Number four, I would suggest also that you visit small community banks in your neighborhood and talk with the loan officers about their SBA microloan program. Okay, again, the SBA microloan program. Now, most SBA microloan programs can go anywhere from $500 to $25,000, and in some cases even $50,000, up to $50,000. It just depends on the organization, okay? Number five, it would also be a good idea to attend the closest SBA's loan workshop. SBA gives these workshops usually on a monthly basis, and that allows you to understand what goes into putting a loan package together. Also, please don't forget, Shauna, about the Women About Biz and Power for Women program, okay? Because when you join as a Gold member and refer others, you're able to earn referral commission residually, and that can really add up to a nice amount to contribute to your business. And again, that's the Empower for Women Gold membership. And, of course, many of you who are already Gold members know the benefit of being a Gold member. So many, but one of the many is that we are able to turn a portion of that back into referral commission for our members, and it helps them to stay focused on their business, but at the same time share with other businesswomen about this incredible membership and receive a residual income for the lifetime of each member they refer. So we want to encourage you with that as well to start getting some supplemental income under your belt so that you'll be able to use that for at least supplies and daily expenses. And, Shauna, I want to encourage you, okay, as you're beginning to start up, to always go to Women About Biz and request a power talk with me. A power talk is an informative and energized conversation between you and I as your success coach. And I try to provide you with useful tools and resources and give you a more personal and private one-on-one coaching session so that you can also get questions answered that you may not want to ask live on the show. So, again, make sure you go to Women About Biz, look at the text link services, and under services, click on business coaching, and from there you'll be able to request your power talk. Well, it's 12:17 in the hour, and I want to thank all of you for being with me today on the Successful Woman Radio Show. I know this is Thanksgiving week, and so I truly appreciate you spending your time with me this week. Many of you are preparing for Thanksgiving and getting ready for vacation, and I don't know how many of you have been to the Women About Biz website, but we've got a great turkey recipe on the site. I'm getting ready to use it this week, and it's the cranberry glazed turkey. And I just want to share a little bit of that recipe. All of us women who love to cook know that we get giddy during this time of the year, and we're ready to embrace the holiday season, and there's nothing like talking about food and how we're going to prepare it. But this recipe brought to you by the Food Network is really a good recipe. I used something similar to that I got from the Food Network last year. This recipe calls for one fresh whole turkey, 3/4 cup butter softened, 3 tablespoons of fine herbs, 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic, 2 tablespoons of orange marmalade, and 2 tablespoons of dehydrated onion flakes, poultry seasoning, kosher salt, and, of course, 2 oranges sliced, and then 1 32-ounce container of chicken broth, 1/2 cup of orange juice, and 1 can of jelly cranberry sauce. And, of course, there are instructions for you, and we have this on our website with a link to the Food Network for you to get the full instructions for the recipe itself. So if any of you are interested in that, now I can tell you that I really enjoyed the turkey recipe that I got off of Food Network last year. It was something similar. The cranberry really does give the turkey a great glaze and flavor along with the marmalade, so you'll really, really enjoy that. But, again, I wanted to share that because this is the holiday season and it's nothing like talking about something good to eat. I can remember when I was a little girl, one of my favorite things that my grandmother would always make, and I have not tasted another one like that, and that is her old-fashioned sweet potato pie, which was
really my favorite. And I think it just depends on the area that you grew up in, whether or not it was pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie. But me being from the South and a native of Atlanta, the sweet potato pie was always my favorite. And, of course, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned pound cake. You know the kind I'm talking about. The kind where the crust just cracks on the top and you can see all of the buttered layers, and when you cut into it, it's just absolutely heavenly. Well, yours truly plans on baking a 7-Up pound cake this holiday season. So you guys, you know, keep your fingers crossed that it turns out okay. I'll probably take a snapshot of it so you guys can see how it turns out. I really love cooking, and usually during the holiday season, I get a chance to cook. Well, we're going to go ahead and start talking a little bit about gratitude, because gratitude is one of those things that we really don't need to take the blessings that we have in our lives for granted. We really need to be thankful for everything, and that includes our business. Maybe you didn't meet your financial goal this year. Maybe at the last minute you're having some challenges. I know for many of us who are in business, usually it's this time of year that our income really drops, you know, because everybody is gearing their mindset to vacationing, leaving the holiday season, and people start paying attention to how they're spending their money a little closer and what they want to spend it on. And so a lot of business services actually drop a lot during this time of year. However, we still have things to be thankful for. We still do. You know, this past week, a lot of things happened, and one of the Women About Biz members, her daughter, who is a young woman, passed away suddenly, and it really took her for a loop. She was not expecting that. She had just spent time with her daughter. She had just had a wonderful weekend with her daughter, and, of course, she did not even know, none of us knew, of course, that when we passed, but her daughter passed suddenly. Nothing was wrong with her, and come to find out she had an embolism. And, you know, I know that if she can keep a good spirit and say that she's thankful for the time that she had with her daughter, that served as motivation and inspiration for me to really just take a look at my life and see all of the things that are going on, and just to actually write out a thankful list, a gratitude list of things that we are grateful for. Well, talk about the power of gratitude. What does gratitude in and of itself mean? Well, gratitude is a action word. Actually, it means a action of being thankful, of being grateful. It is a sincere thankfulness, okay, that runs wide and deep in your heart because you just feel so totally blessed, okay? And so one of the things that we have to understand about gratitude is that when we are grateful for what we do have, sometimes it can bless us in ways that we have never even expected it, because it could make us feel good. It could take the focus off of things that are not going right and help us to put energy on things that can make our lives better, and also put energy on other people. And so I think that's very, very important. But most people go from day to day not being grateful for what they have in their lives. And I have done that before. I have all day I've complained about something before and then didn't realize that I was complaining and didn't realize what I do have. And so yesterday I made a gratitude list, a list of all of the things that I am grateful for. And as I looked at that list and as I thought about all of the things that had gone on with, you know, recently with the Women About Biz member whose daughter just suddenly passed away, and she was a young woman, had a full life ahead of her, but she just suddenly passed away, you know, with no notice. I realized that I am so grateful to God for allowing me just to even breathe. What about you? Do you feel grateful for that? I am grateful that God allowed me to wake up this morning, and I am grateful that he blessed me with a lot of different talents, and he blessed me with the desire to be a businesswoman and to start my own business. I'm really thankful for that, and I'm very thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for you, the listeners of the Successful Woman Radio Show, because without you, there would be no show. And so at this time, it's just always good to just talk about what you are grateful for. And we're going to open up the lines at this time. And there's nothing like declaring something out loud and verbally to literally talk about what you are grateful for. So go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad and let us know what you are grateful for. This week, this year, what are you grateful for? Just press star 1 on your phone keypad. There's no need to be shy. I want you guys to participate because, you know, if we can't say out loud what we're grateful for, what's wrong with us? What's going on? Why is it that we aren't willing to share? I think it's just so important for us to pay close attention to those kinds of things, what we're unwilling to do. But I certainly am totally grateful. I would love to have a lot of different things in my life, but I am grateful for the things that I do have. So go ahead, press star 1 on your phone keypad and let us know. All of us are wanting to embrace you and pray with you and be grateful with you for the things that you have in your life. So you can press star 1 on your phone keypad at any time, and then, of course, we will let you say what you are grateful for. At this time, I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about The Power of Focus for Women. This is certainly an excellent book, and I have said to our book discussion group as well as those of you on the show, I said this makes about my fourth time reading this book. But, you know, one of the things that I love about reading is that every single time that you go back and read a book again, I can guarantee you, it's almost as though you have never read the book because you are going to see something that's in the book for you. Of course, The Power of Focus is written by Fran and Les Hewitt. The book is all about literally how to focus, how to make changes in your life that are going to count, how to identify the 5 most common masks that women wear and how each one can hold you back from reaching your goals, how to really literally ditch bad habits, how to schedule time to think, and literally how to employ real-life tips for learning how to say no. Now, you know, we're coming to the end of the year, but many of you know that this is a time also that you'll be asked to do a lot of things, but I want you to always, instead of answering someone with a yes or right away, it's important for you to think on what you have been asked to do and to really take a look at your time management schedule and to determine whether or not you really will be able to do that before you say a yes or a no or make your decision, okay? One of the things that I wanted to share with you from the book, The Power of Focus, is about taking off your mask. The authors say part of discovering who you are is finding out who you are not. Some people's masks become so glued to their body that they have no idea who they really are. The masks become a comfortable substitute. You know, shedding the facade can be scary. In essence, you need to ask yourself, who am I? And although that question is simple, it is a big question. The sheer magnitude of this causes many women to hesitate in stripping off their masks. But before you contemplate leaving everything just the way it is, know this. All masks have something in common. Masks, you see, can prevent you from sharing the most valuable gift you have. That gift is the real you. A distorted replica simply can't replace the real you. To become emotionally healthy, to have a deeper connection with yourself and with others, the mask needs to come off. John Powell, author of Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, says this: most of us feel that others will not tolerate such emotional honesty in communication. We would rather defend our dishonesty on the grounds that it might hurt others and having rationalized our phoniness into nobility. We settle for superficial relationships. And one of the things that we have to do, and I know this, is to learn to become authentic. That word is so important. And I am learning more and more how to be authentic. You know, the Power of Focus talks about that to be fully alive and enjoy all that is bountiful in this world and receive everything that it can provide you, you have to examine yourself and ask specific questions, especially the one, you know, what mask am I wearing? Do we all have a mask? Oh, you better bet you. We all have a mask. We all have a tendency to not answer questions truthfully all the time. We all have a tendency not to show the real us for fear of what other people are going to think. However, what you need to understand is that to be the authentic you, it is important for you to understand how to just be real, how to keep it real with people, and it all starts with you. And so I want to give you the five most common masks that the author, Fran Hewitt and Les Hewitt, say that most people have. And I tend to agree with them. Here's the first mask. They say the first mask is the approval seeker mask. Are you hypervigilant about what others think of you and how to please them? Do you seek approval about your figure, the clothes you wear, the size of your home, the car you drive, and how much money you can earn? Be honest, will you do almost anything to get the approval of others? And, you know, one of the things that you have to be careful about is caring to the level of the fact that you want to get approval from everyone before you approve it yourself. The approval seeker mask is one of the most common. Behind this mask is a pleasing and agreeable woman. She has difficulty setting boundaries because the needs of everyone else appear to be more important than her own. Her unconscious stance is, you count, I don't. You see, everyone wants to be liked. When this desire overrides everything else, however, the approval seeker's life becomes focused on how other people react and respond to her. The approval seeker will do whatever it takes to have peace at any price. She takes responsibility for how other people feel and act, and the approval seeker mask is her way of getting attention. However, deep down, she feels unlovable. That's the approval seeker mask, okay? The second mask is the victim mask, okay? And many of us have played the role of victim. I know I have. The powerful mask can lead to a miserable existence. The woman behind the victim mask feels that life is unfair. She plays the martyr role. If you knew my story, you'd understand and have pity on me, she says. This woman likes to blame and complain instead of taking responsibility. Often, she is stuck in backwards thinking. It could have been so different if I had a better education. If only my banker had supported my idea. My husband should have made me happy, but now I'm all alone. The woman who wears the victim mask believes she has no choices. She gives her power away and sees herself as less than. This shows up in the powerless language she uses, such as, I can't, I should, I have to. You know, this is so true, and this is why I love this book, is because it just really breaks down a lot of things that go on in the mindset of many women. The third mask she talks about is the busy bee mask. More than any other, this mask gets the most use. The woman wearing it is constantly picking up, dropping off, making to-do lists, volunteering, being productive. She is always on the move. I know what you're thinking now. This is my life, right? Am I really wearing this mask to help you differentiate? Answer these two questions. Can you sit alone and do nothing? That's a good one. The second question is, if you stop doing, would you still feel worthy? The thought of wasting time being unproductive is abhorrent to the busy bee. This woman never gives herself free time and fears having nothing to do. The busy bee mask is a clever defense mechanism that helps
her avoid facing her true feelings. Have you noticed how feelings keep coming to the surface throughout this chapter, throughout this whole book that I've been talking to you about? You know, feelings are at the core of every life-changing decision that you make. So we just finished talking about the Busy Bee Mask, and of course the book goes deeper into all of these masks. Number four is the intellectual mask. Have you ever been trapped at a party and during a lengthy, overly cerebral discussion full of obscure facts and figures, incredibly boring? The talk amounts to analysis to the point of paralysis. And throughout the entire episode, not one flicker of emotion escapes from this bland conversationalist. If you have, you just had encounter with the intellectual mask. While I think men, and this is what she says, she thinks men wear the intellectual mask more than women, some women are also over-the-top intellectuals who use their academic prowess as a smokescreen. The woman who hides behind this mask, the third thinking, the feeling. And, of course, we'll go on to the fifth mask, and that is the rescuer mask. Anytime a cry for help goes out, the rescuer will be first in line. This woman is perceived as a caregiver because she has a compulsive need to help others. The rescuer looks for people to save. She believes they can't do without her, so she wants to take responsibility for them. Her mantra is, they need me. In the course of helping, however, the rescuer can become overbearing. She doesn't realize that her own inherent need to be needed is helping to keep people stuck. This shows up in many simple everyday situations, okay? Understand that every action you take is motivated by intention. All behavior has a purpose. Ask yourself, am I doing this to fulfill a personal need, or am I doing this from unconditional love? It's important to understand that all of us at some point wear these masks. We are human. We are not perfect. And so we're going to wear all these different masks. But the purpose of this whole book, The Power of Focus, is to get us as women to see that we do wear masks. We do have a tendency to have things going on in our lives that cause us to be off balance and not have the type of focus that we need to have in our lives. And so, again, I invite you to, number one, join the book discussion on The Power of Focus online by going to womenaboutbiz.com. And when you log in, you are at least a silver member, which is free, right? Right. Log in, and when you log in, over on the user menu left-hand side, click on Groups and join the book club. And then if you'd like to join us in the live tele-discussion, you can click on Events in the top right menu bar and register there. Our next book discussion for The Power and Focus for Women is Thursday, December 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Again, that's Thursday, December 2nd. At 7:30 p.m., and we look forward to you joining us on this great conversation as we in the book club discussion as a group of women strive to have a better understanding of how to function and embrace being a woman, but at the same time have balance and respect our own individuality and talents of who we are. So I hope that you have enjoyed this excerpt from The Power of Focus, The Five Most Common Masks. I hope that you have enjoyed that. Wow, I am just so disappointed because we didn't have anyone to press star one to talk about what they are thankful for, what type of gratitude that you have. You know what? When you realize how grateful you are, when you are willing to admit how grateful you are, guess what happens? You feel great the whole day. You take that focus and emphasis off of things that may not be going so good. Well, I see we do have one caller whose phone number is ending in 5929. Caller, go ahead and give us your name and the city you're calling from.
My name is Diana Venable, and I'm calling from Alberton, Virginia.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Diana. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. You preparing yourself for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes, I am. Actually, I'm going to be going to my son's house for Thanksgiving. They're cooking dinner this year.
Oh, wonderful. Isn't it nice? Go ahead.
No, I'm going to be doing, I heard you talking about the sweet potato. I'm from North Carolina, so I'm going to be doing sweet potato pie, and my son also wants a pumpkin pie, so I'm going to be making that and a chocolate cake for them.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. Well, mm-hmm. Well, Diana, thank you for raising your hand on the show today. What are you thankful for?
Oh, I am so thankful that God saved me. I am so thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my church family, all my family. I'm just so thankful because, you know, when you was talking about the lady that lost her daughter, I lost my mom the same way. My mama had a massive heart attack on her birthday, and it was sudden. And I just thank God that he allowed me to have that time that I spent with her. And I'm just so thankful.
I'm
thankful for everything. I'm thankful for my husband, and I'm thankful for God allowing me just to keep living, because I have lived longer than actually my original mother and father. They died when I was a baby, and my dad was 20, and my mom was 18 when they passed away. And I am now 53 years old, and I'm just so thankful God allowed me to live.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, and I think a lot more people need to be thankful. Diana, thank you so much for blessing us to hear what you are thankful for, and of course you didn't mention it, but I know you're thankful for your business.
Oh yes, I'm thankful for my business. Oh yes, I'm very thankful for that too. Yeah.
It's so much
stuff that I'm thankful for. You know what? I can't even name it all, because every morning that I wake up, I thank God for my everything I do. I mean, I'm just
wonderful.
That's every day of my life. I don't miss a day without thanking God for my whole life. And
wonderful.
All the people that are in
you.
My life, and all the things that he has allowed me to do. And of course, my business, because a lot of people don't even have a mind of doing a business.
Exactly.
So I am very
thank
thankful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Diana.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
And, of course, Diana just gave us a beautiful gratitude testimonial, and I want to thank her. And I wish that all of you would have had time to just press *1 on your phone keypad and give us your what you're grateful for. Now, I don't know if it's because you feel that you don't have anything to be grateful for. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I want you guys to have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And at this time, I want to go ahead and I want to give you guys some inspiration. I want to give you guys some inspiration for this wonderful Thanksgiving week. I want to talk to you about the power of an exhale. Many of you may remember the movie Waiting to Exhale. It taught us that regardless of our problems, challenges, and all of the things that life presents, that at the end of the day, we need to exhale and let it go. And so it is with business. Regardless of all of the challenges that we may have with our businesses and in our own personal lives, we must remember to exhale and keep moving forward. There are women who are experiencing serious financial challenges. Someone is on the verge of filing bankruptcy, and yet there are others who are just in the need of someone to say, you can make it happen. You see, in spite of it all, we must learn to exhale and keep moving. So this week, allow yourself to take a deep breath and exhale, and remember that only you can define your success, and only you can take it away. So I want you guys to excel, and I want you guys to literally be able to enjoy your holiday season this week. And, you know, perhaps you weren't able to get everything you wanted to get for the holiday. Perhaps things aren't necessarily the way you want them. Perhaps you aren't able to spend your holiday where you wanted to spend. Perhaps your business didn't make as much money. However, what we need to do is we need to take a deep breath, breathe in, and exhale. Exhale and move forward. Because guess what? Regardless of all of the things that happen in our lives, be it good or bad, we are still blessed to be breathing, we're still blessed to take a deep breath and exhale. So on behalf of Women About Biz, I want to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I want you and want to encourage you to make your gratitude list. Make sure you make your gratitude list. Take care and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.